You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 28 for Monday, August 9th, 2010. Versions of the Beatles' I Will. Greetings from Coverville and Who Did It Better for a Monday. It's August 9th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better, where we're going to pit a couple of outside the mainstream artists for a Beatles competition, the second in our series of four for August. Before we get to the new competition, let's talk about the old competition. Last week's battle was Across the Universe, versions by Fiona Apple and Jim Sturgis from the soundtrack of the film Across the Universe. Fiona Apple cleaned up with well over half the vote, 55.5% of the vote picked Fiona Apple. Just under a third of you liked the Jim Sturgis version a little bit better. 29.6% of you picked that one. 10% of you wrote in another answer. We'll talk about that in a second. And just under 5% of you said neither. You know, the Beatles are where it's at, and nothing can be better than the Beatles. Some of the other answers, though, Rufus Wainwright, the clear favorite in the other category. A bunch of you wrote in for suggesting Rufus Wainwright's version. I agree. That would have been, if this would have been a three-way battle, it would have been Rufus Wainwright all the way. A lot of you also suggested David Bowie's version from Young Americans. And then a suggestion each for the Selway version from Regrooved, the Krista Cromit version from The Beatles Complete on Ukulele, which is a fantastic website and resource, by the way. If you haven't checked that out, definitely do a search for Beatles Complete on Ukulele. And then another request or suggestion for the Robin Hitchcock Live bootleg version that he did. All right, that was the John Lennon. Now let's move on to the Paul McCartney. And for this one, we actually have a request. Ooh, perfect timing with the audio change here.
Hey, Brian, it's Barry and Killen. Please, 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 for your next Who Did It Better, the Paul McCartney edition, use the song I Will and include the Tim Curry cover. It's really, really good and really, really different. Thanks for a great show.
Okay, Barry, well, what else can I say? But I will. I will use your suggestion, and I will use the Tim Curry version, and that's actually what we're going to start off with. Tim Curry, best known for his acting roles, probably more than the music. Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was also in, I think, the second Home Alone movie where the kid's in New York. been in a bunch of other things, obviously, very recognizable. I think he was even in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, if I remember correctly. But in any case, here's his version of I Will. This is taken from his 1978 compilation collection called The Best of Tim Curry. Here it is, going out to Barry. Here's Tim Curry with I Will.
Song will fill the air. Sing it loud.
Taking it well out of the boundaries that were created by Paul McCartney in that original version of the Beatles, I Will. That is Tim Curry, Dr. Frankenfurter, the guy who does The Rock, if you remember that song, I Do The Rock. Great tune. The Best of Tim Curry was the album that came from, at least that was the collection, the Greatest Hits collection that came from back in 1978 with his version of I Will. Now, it does seem, knowing my audience, it does seem kind of unfair that I'm going to pit Tim Curry against our next performer. But, you know, when you look at versions of this song, this one does seem to rise to the top. Here's the version by Jonathan Colton from his 2006 collection, Thing a Week 2, with his version of I Will. The the troubadour of geekery, Jonathan Colton, with his version of the Beatles' I Will from his Thing a Week 2 from 2006. Both great versions. Both versions add something more and more than just the additional time. The original version was only a minute 45 seconds, and both of these versions, Jonathan's a little over 2 minutes, and Tim Curry's a little over, well, almost 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 47 seconds, adding a lot more musically than just the additional time. Two great versions of I Will. Now, the ball's in your court. I want you to go to Coverville.com. You know that website, don't you? You've heard of it. Coverville.com, and cast your vote for one of these two versions, either the Tim Curry version, the Jonathan Colton version, neither if you're a purist. There's a lot of you out there, and I respect that. Or if you have another version, maybe you like the... I had a whole bunch of these up in front of me earlier. The Alison Krauss and Union Station version, or... pull it up real quick on my list here. Some of these other ones. Of course, Jason Faulkner's version from Bedtime with the Beatles, Charlie Souza's version, Maura O'Connell. A lot of great versions of that song, so I understand that there may be one out there that you like a little bit better. Go to Coverville.com, cast your vote, and next week we'll have the results of this vote as well as the George Harrison episode of Who Did It Better. Maybe you have a suggestion for that. Maybe you have an idea. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line, leave an audio suggestion, which I'll play in the show, just like I did Barry's earlier. That number is 206-222-COVER or 206-222-2683 if your little phone machine doesn't have letters on the keys. We will be back next week with another edition of Who Did It Better. Voting for this one, by the way, is going to end on Sunday... Sunday the 15th. We're already up to, Yeah, that is. Wow. Sunday the 15th is going to be the last day of voting, so get your vote in for this one before then. All right, that's going to do it. Until next week, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for this morning. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. And Coverville and Who Did It Better are part of the Frog Pants Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!